This is part two in a series entitled Supernatural Manifestations. Please refer to TonyKempMinistries.net to view Supernatural Foundations. In order to move in the supernatural, you must have a foundation of truth and relationship and fellowship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit through the person of Jesus. Also view supernatural prayers, because it will also aid you in your ability to receive answers from God and minister to others. Part of the reason why I'm sharing these teachings with you is because as a minister of the gospel, we are as fathers to equip spiritual sons and daughters so that they can do the work of the Lord Jesus. Also, please view Supernatural Revelations. And you can go on to YouTube, put in Tony Kemp, and you can watch all of these teachings that we offer to you for free, because we have a commission to get the word of the Lord out. And I want you to grow up in Jesus in all things and be able to minister the goodness and the kindness of God to others. This is part two in a new series entitled Supernatural Manifestations. And so if you have your Bible, please turn to the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to begin reading with chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery. Now understand that revelation is what produces manifestation. So in order for me to lay a proper foundation for you to be able to move in the manifestations of God, we have to emphasize revelation. Okay, wherefore when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of the Messiah, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed. Amen. Unto God's holy apostles and prophets, through the agency, the person of the Holy Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Notice the way that you see the manifestation of the promises of God is you have to think the gospel, speak the gospel, believe the gospel, and obey the gospel. That's how you bring the promise of God from the throne of God, the third heaven, into the earth, into your life, and into the life of others, is through knowing Jesus intimately and personally and deeply and applying the revelation of God. Because it's when you put application to revelation that you see the manifestation of what that revelation promises come to pass in your life, experience, and ministry. Moving on. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. Notice that there is a relationship between revelation and power. Allow me to say this to you. I was in Sacramento, New York, and I was preaching at a Mexican church. And there was a man there, his name was Mike, and he was skeptical I was preaching the revelation of Jesus, the manifestation of Jesus in the now. As my spiritual father, Dr. Rennie McLean, says, the revelation of God in the now, that God is a miracle God who does miracles now. And this particular brother had had hepatitis, I believe it was C. He had sugar diabetes, he was on medication, and he was overweight. And later on he told me he was a little bit skeptical. But you know, God loves people. And 2 Chronicles, I believe it is 16:9, says that the eyes of the Lord run back and forth across the entire earth, looking for someone to whom he can show himself to and manifest himself to, reveal himself to and manifest himself to. Whoever that person is whose heart is directed toward him, has faith in him, obedient to him, submitted to him, surrendered to him, and has faith in him, who will obey him? And the Father found Michael, because even though he was a skeptic, he was an honest skeptic, and he wanted to believe. And in his heart, he received the word, even though his mind had trouble with it. And so God the Father supernaturally touches him, and he begins to lose 45 pounds. And so then God does something about his sugar diabetes. And his sugar diabetes actually disappears, and his hepatitis disappears. He goes to the doctor. The doctor says to him, you no longer have sugar diabetes. You no longer need medication for it. And there is no evidence. He gave him the strictest, most accurate test possible and could find no evidence that he had ever had hepatitis. This is why I say there is a relationship between revelation and power. And so if you want to see the power of the Messiah Jesus in your life, you must get and walk in the revelation of the living word and the written word. You must walk in the revelation of the word. Now, why is this important? It's because revelation brings the recognition of a visitation into your life. Without, listen to me, you need a visitation. But revelation is the introduction. It causes visitation to become reality. Let me give you an example of what I mean. I received Jesus as Lord and Savior when I was 16. I was also baptized with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, in life, and I'm 57 years old now, and so I have been experiencing and loving and walking with Jesus now for quite a number of years. But in life, you have trials, you have tribulations, you have struggles, you have difficulties. And sometimes you don't feel good about yourself because you get hit hard with this difficulty or this adversity. Sometimes it can lower your personal esteem. And sometimes it seems as if God is hiding himself. And when God hides himself, he's testing your heart. He's testing your faith. He is testing if you will walk in the revelation you have received. And so during this particular time, I felt like God had forsaken me. I felt all alone. And it's interesting that when God hides himself, and you can't feel God, you can't sense God, your spiritual awareness of God is broken because your eyes are no longer on God, but your eyes are on your struggle, your circumstance, your difficulty, the attack of the enemy upon your spirit, your mind, maybe even your body or your finances. Sometimes it's hard to sense God when you're going through this. But I was crying out to God because, you know, it's very interesting. The Word of God says that the righteous cry and the Lord saves them, answers them, and delivers them from their troubles. And maybe you're listening to me today and maybe you're having some trouble. But see, let me tell you the difference between the righteous and the wicked. The wicked may pray, but they won't keep praying until God reveals himself and manifests himself. But the righteous, the person whose heart is directed toward God, who's willing to submit and surrender to God, this person will pray until God, who seems to be hiding, reveals himself and manifests himself. Not just his character, but also his power and ability. I can go to the spot where this happened. All of a sudden, I felt this warmth all around me. It was as if the love of God had just wrapped itself around me. I began to feel the presence of God. And it all began with the presence, the Shekinah, the Kabod, the glory of God. Because in the presence of God, there's revelation. In the glory of God, your eyes, the eyes of your spirit are open. The ears of your spirit are open. Began with a sense of God's presence, the weightiness of his presence, the glory. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me, and what he said was this. He said, I want you to have an understanding. And then the Father said this to me. He said, Jesus came into his own, but his own did not receive him. And instantly, I had a spiritual vision. I saw Jesus coming to the city of Jerusalem, and he began to weep over the city. And he began to cry, and he began to say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I would have loved to have gathered your children together, like a hen gathers her chickens underneath her wings, but you would not. And in that period of time where I was going through trials and tribulations, and I was in such a fight, such a struggle, such a mind and emotional battle with the enemy, all of a sudden I saw it. I saw it. If the Father and Jesus loved the people who crucified Jesus, who rejected Jesus, who hated Jesus, who killed Jesus, how much more does the Father love me? How much more does Jesus love me? Because I have believed into Jesus. I've received Jesus. I was wanting to love and obey Jesus. And instantly, that depression disappeared. Instantly, that fear and anxiety was gone. Because when you have the recognition of a revelation, it brings a visitation of God into your life that produces positive change. The forces of darkness are muzzled. The voice of darkness and the activity of darkness is paralyzed and destroyed, because the yoke is broken off your shoulder because of the anointing. And Isaiah 10:27 says the yoke is broken, the burden is removed from your shoulder because of the anointing. And let me say this to you, if I can. If you go back and you reference the book of Isaiah, you will see that he gives a word to King Hezekiah, who has an Assyrian king who's threatening him and Israel. And so then he begins to pray, and Isaiah the prophet begins to pray. And later on in the book of Isaiah, or somewhere in the 30s, 37, I believe it's chapter 37, God Almighty sends an angel, and thousands of the Assyrian soldiers are killed. And the king of Assyria never enters Jerusalem or Israel, but he is slain in his own land. Allow me to say this to you. If you'll receive this revelation, the Father is sending an angel to you, and that angel carries an anointing. That angel carries the presence of God. That angel carries the power of God. That angel has been commissioned and commanded by God to bring the presence and the glory of God. Just like the Father delivered the sons of Israel through the angel of his presence in the ministry of Moses, the Father can send an angel that brings the presence, the power, and the glory of God. And that angel has authority in the mighty name of Jesus, and because of the Passover, the shed blood of Jesus, that angel has the power to remove that burden off your shoulder in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And also, not only will that burden be removed from off your shoulder, that yoke will be broken off of your neck. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare, I speak to your enemy and I tell your enemy to depart from your life. I speak to your enemy and I say, depart from this person's mind, depart from their body. Depart right now. I release the angel of deliverance, the angel that breaks yokes and removes burdens. I declare and decree the spirit and the power of God to enter your life right now. You be free in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive this revelation. Receive a visitation from God. Your mind is free. Your emotions are free. Your body is being healed. And now you can move forward. You are no longer stuck. You are no longer restricted by the enemy, but you're released by the revelation of God, because this revelation brings a visitation of God to your spirit right now. So be free because of the anointing. Be free because of Jesus Christ. Listen to me carefully, because it's so important that you receive what I'm sharing with you. Allow me to say this. Right now, revelation comes from the throne of God, and the goodness of God, the kindness of God, brings freedom and liberty into your life now for the glory of God. Experience the manifestation of freedom and liberty, peace and joy through Jesus the Messiah now.